It is another edition of the MyFM and Petawawa Toyota Local Legend program here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the studio, being joined now on the line with none other than Jenny Hodgson, who is now the owner of the Milanos Petawawa and has been for the past 3 years. And again, some rave reviews online, being named one of the best places in the Upper Ottawa Valley to get pizza. So Jenny, congratulations on being named a local legend. Kind of walk us through what it was like 3 years ago when you took over to kind of where things are now.
I'm going to say it's like a roller coaster. Like lots of highs, but then there's been some lows too, right? But learning as I go, I thought, you know, going into it, I was like, oh, I know lots about restaurants. It's going to be super easy, or at least I kind of thought it'd be really easy, but it's a lot of hard work. So, like, hats off to anybody who's been doing this for a lot longer than me. Because it's like a new adventure every day. Like, you never kind of really know what's going to come or what's going to happen. I mean, the day-to-day stuff, like making dough or selling pizzas and stuff, is normal. But, like, I've learned so much about just, you know, how to, like, interact with people, how to organize my days. Like, it's been a roller coaster for sure, but a good one, a fun one.
What made you decide to get involved in so many local charities and things like that? Is just because you want to give back to the community, or you just want to help get your name out there? What was, you know, the main reason behind all that?
I think, like, if you can give a little something, you should, right? I mean, yes, it's nice to get your name out there, but that's definitely not the driving factor. It's, you know, if I can help a little bit here and there, why not? And it's just like something that usually that I like, I'm passionate about, whether it's, you know, a kid's school trip fund or the hospital or whatever it is that approaches. I do my best to try and do something for them, because, I mean, they're giving to, of themselves, like all those volunteers too, right? So it's nice to be able to help out a little bit if I can.
What have been some of the challenges over the past 3 years for you, but also, you know, kind of tied in with all the highs as well?
Like, some of the challenges, I guess, would be like staff, as in, like, my staff is great, but a lot of people who work in, like, fast food, pizza restaurant are teenagers for the most part, right? So, like, it's obviously super rewarding to see them move on and go to college and university and stuff. And I'm happy for them, and I'm happy that they keep coming back to visit me, like, when they're home on, like, spring break and stuff like that. But it's also, like, a challenge in the fact that I got to retrain somebody kind of, like, every August, September, and kind of get things going. And so, like, it feels like you're starting over with new, young, fresh staff. It's, I guess that would be the challenge, like, rewarding, but also challenging.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. What is your overall goal with Milanos and Petawawa? Are you hoping to kind of build it up a little bit more, or are you happy with the way it is now, or kind of like, what's your, I guess, 5-year plan, I guess you could say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the way it's going. I really enjoy it. You know, with any luck, I'll, you know, just keep maintaining that. It's the restaurant business is a tough business for sure. But, like, people always ask me, because I live in Pembroke, like, well, how come you don't just open something in Pembroke? But, you know, I'm happy to do the drive to Petawawa every day and you know, think about how I'm going to do my things throughout the day, and then happy to drive home at the end of the day and just kind of decompress. I get that 15-20 minutes of relaxation time, so I'm happy with where it's at. You know, if I could have my ultimate wish, obviously it would run itself and I could just relax on a beach somewhere, but I don't think that that's me. I'm kind of a workaholic.
I think every business owner has your same philosophy, so I don't blame you at all there.
Yeah, you kind of want to do the relax thing, but you also don't, because most people who are entrepreneurs are workaholics, I think.
Yeah, no, 100%. Last question for you there, Jenny, is, you know, with the way things are kind of going, you know, day to day and how busy you are and things like that, would you happen to have any advice for, you know, somebody maybe that was in your position 3 years ago looking to start their own kind of business, maybe not in the food industry, but maybe something else?
Just in general, like, as good as it's been, I've been very lucky to have some really good, like, mentors and people I look up to and I can bounce ideas off of. So just, like, do a lot of research is, I think, the key. Like, be ready for it. Know the area, like, the you know, ins and outs of, like, who's around and stuff. Like, especially, like, for me, in the summertime, like, with the base, right? Like, they're a huge part of my clientele. Not that they're the only people, but when they're on summer leave or they get deported, like, for taskings and stuff like that, it obviously affects the business. So, like, I say always do your research, whether, no matter what business it is, like, you can never know enough and ask enough questions. And if you can talk to somebody else, even if it's not in the business you're going in, like, I completely look up to Ryan Slaughter. You know, he does cars mostly, right? But he knows a lot about business and has given me a lot of advice, so I'm pretty lucky that way.
Thanks again, Jenny, for taking part in our Local Legend program here, presented by Petawawa Toyota, also 104.9 MyFM.